A Year of Big Books by Danielle Kardhauser, read by the author, in association with www.keepcalmreadonblog.com. Music by Gabe Miller. Copyright 2017, the year Donald Trump became a president and Beauty and the Beast became a live-action film. This project is dedicated to my brother, in hopes that one day he might actually pick up a book and read. And another shout-out to my best reader friend, Sally. You rule. Summary. In a day and age of fast-paced and brightly colored media on glowing screens, there sits the big book. It is more than a doorstop or a place to hide valuable items. But in fact, what can one say about big books? That for some odd reason we either love them or hate them? Why is that? What is the appeal of a big book, yet also the hindrance? Are big books important? Why? And why must they be so darn heavy? Literally. Also figuratively. In 2017, I've challenged myself to read only big books of fiction. What constitutes a big book? It has to be 500 pages or more. This podcast will document my year of big books. It will contain my book reviews and discussions with myself as I tackle philosophical questions about the specimen that is a big book, relating it back to pop culture, and seeing if big books can provide insight to our lives. Join me, won't you? Anything and everything having to do with this project can be found at ayearofbigbooksblog.wordpress.com. Link is also in the description of this podcast/video. Not sure how blog got tacked onto the URL, but by the time I saw it, it was too late to remove it. Oh well. So it's 2017, it's the year of big books, and big crooks because Donald Trump is president, and reading has never been more important.